Today our sermon is taken from the book of 1 Timothy, chapter 2, verses 1 through 7.
今天我们的圣读道是通过在前书的二章一到七节。If
you have a Bible, please turn with me to the section in Scripture, 1 Timothy, chapter 2, verses 1 through 7.
如果你有圣经，请你打开圣经，翻到通过在前书的二章一到七节。
Providentially, in his unique circumstances, God has led us to this part where we are called to pray for all people in this world.
So, 很感谢主，那么在这样特别的时刻，那么主也使他寻找我们能够来学习这个经文。
If you are there, I invite you to stand as I read God's word.
我要跟你们一起来读这个话。
We will read responsively. I'll start with English, and you can respond in whichever language that you are familiar with.
我会读，我们用英文的方式来读。我读英文，然后你们来，你们回应的时候，然后你们用你们自己书写。Chapter
2, verse 1. First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be made for all people.
为君王和一切圣灵，也该如此，使我们可以敬虔与端正，平安是圣日。This
is good, and it is pleasing in the sight of God our Savior.
他愿意万人就明白真道。For
there is one God, and there is one mediator between God and man, the man Jesus Christ, who gave his... Verse 6.
他舍己做万人的主，跳到石头，这是必定出来。
Verse 7, let us read together. For this I was appointed by future and now also I'm telling you about my mind,
that he got up and I'm standing faith
in. Let us pray. Father, we give thanks to you for this wonderful word that you have given to us.
So we will need to do the Father send back.
We pray that the truth will continue to ring true amidst all circumstances, and that, Lord, your Spirit will work in our hearts. And pray that you comfort us with your word, and also to reveal to us the truth that makes us uncomfortable. And we pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. And I've been gone for a month, and it's really wonderful to be back with you again. And this is the first time I've settled here for a month ago, and I'm preaching.
我离开大家一个月，然后也很高兴我再回来。这是这一个月的以来，我第一次再次在回来这个讲台上。And
there's a lot of things have happened in the past month, and I think in our minds, most of us are thinking about the virus that's going around in the world.
然后在这，在前这一段时间有很多的事情发生，然后大家的心都是在这个病毒上。And
I think it appears that it might become a pandemic, maybe soon. We don't know, but this looks like a trend that's going.
很可能这样的疾病会在全世界流行，虽然我们也不知道，但是这有可能。But
when we widen our scope, right, it seems that our world is kind of falling apart, not just the plague, but everything else.
当我们扩展我们的视角的时候，我们看到不仅仅是这样的一个瘟疫，而是很多的事情。
You know that before the plague, there was a trade war. Before that, there was a lot of persecution that we heard about people in the Christian world, and all kinds of suffering, and it seems like the world is really crumbling.
我们看到有很多的事情，在这之前有这个贸易战，也有很多的逼迫。我们看到有很多的苦难。And
so many Christians, I think, believe that while this world is becoming more and more hopeless, and it's getting more and more corrupt each day, and we're living in this end time, it's really bad, it's terrible, and this world's dying.
对于很多基督徒来说，我们相信这个世界是变得越来越坏，越来越走向死。But
on the other hand, if you look at the New Testament, there's another trajectory that we want to see. And that is, it shows us this side of history. As Jesus is risen from the dead, he reigns, and his kingdom shall not fall. It helps us to put it into perspective, actually, if we think back in Paul's time again, what's happening in his time? In Paul's time, you know, the world was, I think, even more bleak than today's world, if you think about it. There's just a little bunch of Christians, there's not many Christians during his time. And there was persecution taking place. People, Christians, are being persecuted by the Jews and also by the Roman government. There's wars taking place all over the place. And there's the plague, of course. That plague has been with us for a couple thousand of years. But if you look at the believers, they have this hope that there is a bright future. And if we compare our world to theirs, we see that the big difference is that now Christianity has spread to the entire world and all the continents of this world. Even though it looks very bleak at their time, but we know that our Lord reigns and His kingdom will reign forever. And today's passage, I think, it shows us why we can and we ought to look forward to this bright future, even though we look like our world is crumbling beside us. And so we want to see from this passage, actually, because Christ has indeed become our mediator, we are called to be mediators to this world, and we are ought to pray for this world. And this passage today is about prayer, and there's many passages about prayer in the Bible. You can pray to give thanks to God, you can pray to give praise to God, and pray to confess our sins, and all kinds of prayer. But today, this prayer, this teaching on prayer, is specifically how we pray for others. And if you look at this context again, you see that Paul has, in chapter 1, just described this wonderful gospel, the amazing grace in Lord Jesus Christ. And earlier than that, Paul has warned Timothy that there is false teachers among them, and how do you deal with them? You come back to them with the gospel. And then what do? Then in chapter 2, that's why he goes into, you pray for them. Pray for them that the gospel will take root. And so here in chapter 2, we see that Paul is exhorting Timothy that you ought to pray for all the people in this world. Dear brothers and sisters, it is also an exhortation to us. Today we want to look at our priestly duties of praying for this world. I think it's especially crucial, even as we're going through this plague right now, we feel it acutely that this world needs especially our prayer. And so we look at who do we pray for in this passage, how do we pray for them, and why. So who do we pray for, how do we pray for them, and why do we pray for them? So the first thing is, who do we pray for? Who does Paul ask us to pray for? Now in verse 1 he says, the prayers and supplications, intercession and thanksgiving be made for all people. And then in verse 2 it says, for kings and all who are in high positions. In fact, this word all, if you look at the English or even in the Chinese or even in the original, this word all keeps on repeating, especially in this passage. And so here we need to kind of clarify, what does Paul mean when he says all? Does it mean that we have to pray for all the people, every one of the 7.7 billion people on this earth? But if we look at the context, Paul mentioned their kings, Paul mentioned the people in high positions, and then he mentioned in verse 7 that he is a teacher to the Gentiles, right?
Now,
And so many commentators, and Peter also, I think we believe that this word all here, it's not every single individual that we pray that, that Paul has commanded us, but he's talking about all groups of all kinds of people.
那保罗在这里的一切的人，不是指所有的每一个聚集的人，而是指就是说，而是指不同的种族，然后不同的国家。And
so Paul says you have to pray for all kinds of people, all groups of people that you know.
所以你要为不同的国家、不同种族的人祷告。And
then he breaks it out further. So if there's all kinds of people, then how do we categorize that? And Paul says, think of the kings. Think of the people who are in high position. And so you categorize them according to their kings. Who are they? Who do they belong to? What country do they belong to? And who are the people in the high positions in their place? You pray for them. It's a little bit of how we organize our prayers as well. As we think of the world, we normally pray for countries, right? We pray separate them into different countries and we pray for them. And so here we see Paul, first of all, he tells us who do we pray for. Pray for all people, all kinds of people. And this is the vision of Christianity. Christianity is about God's kingdom breaking into our kingdom.
所以我们是为不同的人祷告，不同的国家、不同的种族来祷告。所以，那么基督教实际上就是神的国度，然后进入到我们这个。So
when we pray, our concern is never just about ourselves or even the people that we hang out with, but we pray for the entire world.
我们不仅仅关注我们自己，我们不仅仅关注我们自己的同胞，我们也会关注整个世界。
We are commanded to pray for every group as we see God's kingdom expand in this world.
所以上帝命令我们为每一个不同的版权的。Now
why do I want to say this? I say this because I think it's very easy for us to focus on our own group all the time.
我为什么这么讲呢？因为我们知道我们很容易植入我们自己的。And
there's nothing wrong with that. We are people born with a certain context, we have a certain background, and we are of a certain race.
这并不是错的，我们是不同的背景，不同的族群的背景。And
so wherever we come from, we identify with the places we come from, and we are very concerned with where we come from and the people where we are. I'm speaking to this especially as we are in an immigrant church.
所以作为一个移民教会的话，我们是我们的心当然是在中国人。But
that also means that we have to be intentional as we want to think about what Paul is telling us here. We have to pray for all people.
所以但是这同时又意味着我们说要有意识的，然后为不同的方向来祷告。We're
called to do much more. Paul was not contented to ask Christians at a time to just pray for the Roman kings or just pray for the Jews. No, he was concerned with everyone. Everyone counts.
所以以保罗为例，保罗不仅仅是为犹太人祷告的，不仅仅是为罗马的皇帝祷告，他是为所有人的。He's
thinking internationally. He's thinking about the people that Christ has died for them. He's thinking about all.
所以保罗的视角，他不仅仅他是以一个国际的视角去考虑这个问题，然后耶稣基督为所有的人。So
dear brothers and sisters, as we think of the question, who do we pray for? It's not just listing the groups of people that we pray for, but it's actually a mindset change that we don't care just for our people but for the entire world.
所以我们应该有一个观念的转变，我们不仅仅是关心我们的同胞，而是我们应该关心整个世界。What
we're looking at is that the God's kingdom is coming into this world and every king and every kingdom in this world is affected.
所以我们应该看到就是说上帝的国度临到这个世界，所有的不同的国家，所有不同的民族，他们都会受到影响。
And the expansion of God's kingdom, the spread of His gospel, is an international affair. And even though we can't participate it bodily, we ought to at least put it in our radar to pray for these people. And I like what Piper said about missions. And he said many things about missions, but this is the one thing that I really like about it. He said that there are three types of Christian, right? The one is a goer, right? You are a goer.
有三种不同的基督徒，一种是
goer, you go,
出去的 goer.
The second type is the sender.
那么有第二种的话是差遣
send, and then what's the third type? The third type is the disobedient. In other words, you either is a goer, right, or you're a sender. And not many of us could be goers.
所以换句话说，就是说，你要么就是说是一个出去的，就是宣教士，要么就是说是你差遣。Otherwise,
very disobedient.
否则你就是不是。
So we are all called to be, in other words, we are called to be senders, to think internationally about where the gospel is going.
所以我们每个人都是被呼召成为这个差遣别人的人，然后我们要想到是在这个世界上神的工作。And
so as Paul calls us to pray for all people, I exhort you, brothers and sisters, to think about the gospel and where it's going.
所以保罗让我们为万人祷告，所以我在这里劝勉大家说，让我们来注意神在这个世界上的工作。
Look at the world news, and look at the world news not just because we're concerned with whatever that's happening on the other side of the world. But we have to think of how the gospel affects them. How can the gospel bring hope to the people who are suffering from this plague? How can the gospel continue to strengthen those who are being persecuted in their faith? One of the ways I do this, and in the past when I lead prayer meetings, is I always go to this website called joshuaproject.net.
所以我自己的话，我经常会用一个工具叫 Joshua Project.
If you go up there, you can see on the website there's a lot of people that they have categorized who are considered as unreached.
如果你去这个网站，你会发现有很多的种族，他们是没有被传播福音的。
What does this unreached mean? It means that there are a whole bunch of people who share the same language, the same culture, but none of them are Christians.
所以他们整个种族的话，他们都是他们当中没有基督徒。
And there are very little bit of Christians, and they cannot survive. The church cannot survive.
或者他们当中就很少的基督徒，那教会在他当中是不可能存在。
What do we do?
那我们要怎么做呢？
We pray for them. We pray that God will raise up people to go into them, and that they might hear the gospel.
我们祷告就是差遣他的仆人，然后进入他们当中，所以他们可以听到福音。
And so, dear brothers and sisters, that's how we pray for the people. And that's what Paul wants us to see, the vision that is bigger than ourselves. For kings and for all those who are in high position. For all kinds of people in this world. So that's the first thing. Who do we pray for? Then Paul goes on to tell us how we are to pray for them. And from here we want to see content of the prayer and the purpose of this prayer. And here Paul gives us the content in verse 1. He uses four words, almost like synonyms, to tell us what we ought to do for them. But I want to go through just to see what the nuances of this verb. The first one is called supplication. This supplication, what does it mean? It means that there are urgent requests or specific needs, right? How it's used in the New Testament is that if someone has a specific need, you pray for that specific need.
所以这个恳求是什么意思呢？就是为一个特定的、为一个特殊的一个事情来向神祷告。
For example, if someone is sick or they're struggling in persecution, there are very, very specific need that they have, you pray with supplications.
比方说有人生病了，有人在被逼迫，然后就为这些特别的事情做这个祈祷。
So that's the first thing. Second is the word prayers.
那么第二个词是祷告。
And prayers here, it means this more general needs that they are always present.
那么这个祷告的意思呢，就是说是为一些泛泛的东西，泛泛的需要。
So for example, all of us need wisdom, right?
比方说我们每个人都需要智慧。
How many of you say, well, I have enough wisdom? You know, you don't have to pray for me about wisdom anymore, I have enough of it.
你们当中肯定都会有人说，我们有足够的智慧，你不要为我的智慧祷告。
Or holiness as well. How many of you would say, oh, I have enough holiness. You don't have to pray for my holiness anymore, and it's fine.
圣洁也是一样，所以我们不会说我们是足够圣洁。No,
prayers are general needs that all of us need. We need wisdom, we need holiness, we need greater understanding of how to make decisions. And these are ought to be made for all peoples in this world.
所以列犯的东西是我们每一个人都需要的。
And the third word is called intercessions.
那么第三个词叫代求。
And this is a very unique word here in the New Testament.
那么在是新约里面是一个特别词。
It reminds us of how Jesus is praying for us, that he is now at the right hand of God, and the Bible says that he is interceding for us.
那么这基于我们耶稣基督，我们的主耶稣基督怎样为我们代求？他现在坐在天父的右边来为我们代求。
What does it mean? It means that you stand in the shoes of those people who are in need. You stand with them and you plead for them.
这什么意思呢？就是说你站在这些人的脚步上面的立场上面来为他们。
So you identify with their needs, you identify with them, it is a posture of how you pray for them.
是把你当作他们，然后来为他们来代祷。
And finally, we have the word thanksgiving.
那么最后一个词是祝谢。
And this thanksgiving is an expression of gratitude for these people, for them, for who they are.
那么在这里就是向神感恩。
And so Paul is not, he's not listing up a list and say, hey, you know, this is all the things that you need to do. Every time you pray, you need to think of these four things.But this repetition of this almost synonyms, it is trying to tell us that we ought to engage in our whole person as we come to pray for the people of this world.
那么这四个词的重点是要告诉我们，当我们来为别人代祷的时候，我们要全心全意的为他们。
It's not a mechanical submission. It's not, you know, sometimes we pray for people and we kind of just list the needs and then we say, okay, God, here's the thing, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and I submit the request and that's it.
我们不是机械式，我们不是走形式。
It's not just punching cards, in other words, but it's really coming to identify with them, coming to sit with them, coming to understand them, and to pray for them.
而是我们真正的去关心这些人，去爱这些人，然后站在他们的角度为他们祈求。
It's the posture of us praying for the people.
所以这是我们为他们代祷的方式。
And this is how Jesus continues to intercede for us as well.
那这也是耶稣基督在如何在基于我们代祷。
What about the purpose of these prayers? What is the purpose of these prayers then?
那么这祷告的目的是什么
？And Paul says that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. In verse 2.
那么在第二点里面说，使我们可以敬虔、端正、平安无事的度日。
Paul knows that the people in power, the kings, those who are in high position, they have the capacity to influence the daily life of the commoners.
那保罗知道这些君王、一些在位者，他们有这样的能力来影响我们普通人的日常生活。
They are the people who can start or end a war. They are the people who do all this kind of thing that affects the life of the commoners down there.
他们可以发起战争，也可以终结战争，他们也可以做其他的事情来影响我们的生活。
Therefore, Paul asks the believers to pray that the kings and the people in power may grant peaceful and quiet life to the commoners.
所以保罗来让我们为他们来祈求，让他们可以给我们一个。让我们可以平安无事的度日。
Now, why? We ask the question.
为什么？
If we know Paul, you know that he's not a person who prays for his life to be smooth and easy in this life and just have nothing happens and just be smooth, right? That's not Paul.
对，如果你知道保罗的话，你知道保罗不是为他自己的这种平安或者人生的顺利向神祷告。
And the next few words are hinted at the end. It says godly and dignified in every way.
所以我们要看在这里看就是一个敬虔和端庄。
If we tie in the context, the reason for this peaceful and quiet life is because this will facilitate the expansion of God's kingdom.
那为什么保罗在这里说是平安无事呢？就是因为他是要让福音可以可以帮助福音在这世上的传播。
And Paul's idea is that when there are less disturbances, when there are less wars, when there are less persecutions from this kingdom of this world, it will facilitate the spread of the kingdom of heaven.
所以当这世上没有那么多战争的时候，没有那么动乱的时候，那么福音就可以帮助福音。
So the ultimate aim is, we look at this passage, is not for us to live a smooth and an easy life, but for the gospel to take root in our lives, so that we may be godly.And dignified in every way.
所以保罗在这里劝勉，并不是让我们每个人都度了一个平安的生活，而是说让福音能够更好的传播。
And Paul knows that for us to grow in that way, we need to have communal services, we need to have communal living, we need to have regular worship, we need to have communion, we need to have all these means of grace that we can come and our faith will be strengthened.
那保罗知道，如果要完成这样的目的，我们需要敬拜，我们需要在一起的。
And therefore he asks us to pray that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, for the gospel's sake.
所以这就是保罗为什么让我们祷告，让我们可以过一个平安无事的度日。
Here, I think we can meditate on a couple more applications, especially in this part.
那么在这里我们可以想一些应用。
Then one of it is that our prayers should not be to wish for suffering.
那么我们并不是在为我们自己来，我们盼望我们有这个苦难。
Now, either on ourselves or on others, we should not be praying for suffering, even if we think that some of the suffering might help us to grow.
虽然有的时候我们知道，就是说苦难会帮助我们来成长，但是我们并不是自导自演。
And the overwhelming teaching of prayers, especially in the Psalms, is for the righteousness of God to prevail and for the peace to come upon His people.
那么在诗篇里面的祷告，主要的目的就是说让神的公义来掌权，让神的百姓。
It's important to see here that we don't pray for suffering because suffering is not the ultimate end goal of humanity.
所以我们不是来祈求有苦难，因为有苦难不是神的最终目的。
We know that in Revelation, God will wipe away every tear and He will stop and end every suffering for His people.
我们知道在启示录里面，那上帝要擦走一切的眼泪，也不再有苦难，也不再有痛苦。
Why do I say this?
我为什么要讲这些？
Because I know that myself, I'm a sinful person.And I know that sometimes when I look at Christians who are really very comfortable,
有的时候我们看到有些基督徒的话，他们过着很舒适的生活。
And Christians who are not committed to the Lord,
他们没有向神委身。
And sometimes I, for my selfish desire, I'll be like, God, please give him some kind of suffering.
所以有的时候我们会想，主啊，求你给他们一些难处。
You give him some suffering so that he will come to know you. You know, he will be committed to the Lord, and he knows that he has a lot of idols in his life.From one perspective, it sounds very good, but I don't think that's right.
这好像是很好的事情，但是我不认为它是对的。
And one of the things I heard over at the KL convention that I was at was one of the quote from Keller, and I think it really struck a note with me.
那么在过去在马来西亚的这个大会里面，那么听他讲的一件事情是让我非常。
He was preaching to the Chinese churches who are suffering from persecution, right?
那么他是对这些在逼迫当中的中国教会讲的。
So he said this thing. He said suffering can make you a better Christian.
A better Christian. 那他说这个苦难可以是让你成为一个更好的基督徒。
Right, that's true. We all know that, right? Suffering can kind of strip off your idols, and you can come to see your dependence on God, and really you can become a better Christian, drawing you closer to God.
我们知道这是对的。有的时候苦难会让我们逐渐我们的偶像，会让我们更加的依靠神。
But then he says suffering can also make you a worse Christian.
但是有的时候苦难会让你成为一个更差的。
Why? Because when you suffer, you have self-pity.
Self-pity?
Self-pity, 自怜。
为什么呢？因为当你在苦难当中的时候，有可能你会自怜。
And then from this self-pity, you turn into self-righteousness.
然后在一个自怜和变成自义。
A lot of people who suffer will think, hey, you know what? I'm a Christian and I suffer and you don't.
所以有很多人会这样想，如果我是基督徒，我在这里受苦，然后
你 I'm better than you，
所以我比你好。
Right? Don't you see that I'm the Christian that God gives suffering, and I'm better Christian than you are？
所以你没看到吗？那我是一个受苦的基督徒，所以我比你更好。
You see that pride tends to seep into people who suffer as well。
所以你会看到这个骄傲在不知不觉当中，然后就会进入那些。
So suffering can make you a better Christian, or suffering can make you a worse Christian, but suffering will never leave you the same.
所以的话，你会看到，就是说，苦难会让你成为一个好的基督徒，也会让你成为一个更差的基督徒。但是苦难的话，会让你改变，
不会让你处于现状。It will not leave you in the same situation.
Okay.
And so when I think of praying for suffering for people, I know I have to repent for that.
所以当我考虑我为那些在苦难当中的祷告的时候，我为他一些基督徒祷告的时候，我觉得我需要。
Because I know that this suffering that comes upon them it doesn't necessarily mean that it will turn out to be good.
所以当因为我知道，当苦难临到一个人的时候，他并不是一定就会变成。
And the overwhelming teaching of the Bible is for us to pray for the peace and the quiet lives of the people that they may come, that the gospel may take root in their lives.
所以圣经的主教是告诉我们，是为人的平安来向神来祷告，好让这个福音可以传播出去。
So as we pray, may this peace permeate all of us, that we may come to see God's gospel take root in us.
所以我们要为平安来向神来祷告，
Does it mean that suffering won't come unto us? No, suffering will definitely come unto us. Even though we don't pray for them, suffering will come because that's how God disciplines us. But we pray for peace. We pray that in this time of suffering as well, that we may trust in God and that we will respond rightly to be a better Christian.
所以但是我们会平安向神祷告，因为我们知道当苦难临到的时候，我们向神祷告，求神能够使他们能够成为一个好基督徒。
And finally, we come to the last point. Why do we become mini mediators to this world?
那么最后一点就是我们要为什么祷告？
Why do we pray for all these people in this world?
我们为什么为所有人祷告？
And Paul comes back to the heart of it. He comes back to the gospel of the kingdom.
那么保罗在这里谈到这个核心呢，谈到这个福音。
And there's three reasons he gives. The first, he says that salvation is intended for all. In verse 4, he says, in verse 3, this is good, and it is pleasing in the sight of our God, who desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth.
那第三点说这是好的，在我们在使我们的救主面前可蒙悦纳，他愿万人的救主满足到。
And again here, all doesn't mean every individual. We know that not every individual person is saved, but all kinds, all groups of people, and God desires all nations to come to Him.
那么同样在这里的一切的人，并不是所有的人，并不是指每一个人，而是指不同的种族、不同的国家。
And that's why in Revelation 7 we see that the church, the ultimate church where people are gathered, is from all tribes and peoples and languages and nations.
所以我们在启示录的第七章，我们看到从万族万邦，然后就有不同的人来到神的面前来敬拜。
We pray for peaceful and quiet lives because through these developments and building of culture, the gospel spreads further.
所以我们在这里向神祈求平安无事，然后因着这个的话，福音可以在万人当中传播。Yes,
we know that persecution spreads the gospel.
我们知道逼迫也是，逼迫可以帮助福音的传播。The
ancient saying, right? The blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church.
我们知道有一句古言说，就是说殉道是教会的童子，教会的童子。
But let us not forget also in the first century, right, the Pax Romana played an important role in spreading the gospel as well.
但是也让我们记得在最初的那些世纪当中，罗马的太平盛世也扮演一定的角色。
And so because salvation is intended for all the people, therefore we pray for peace. We want the salvation to spread to all kinds of people all over the world.
所以神愿意万人得救，所以我们是为万人得救的上帝。
The second reason Paul says in verse 5, for there is one God, and there is one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus.
在第五节说，因为只有一位神在神和人中间，只有一位中保，来降受恩的基督耶稣。
And so even though there are all kinds of people out there, there is only one kind of Savior, the man Jesus Christ.
所以虽然有很多的人，但是只有一位救主，就是耶稣基督。
And this is the reason why we pray for all the people, because all of them meet Christ. And this is also why Paul states his position. He emphasizes later that he's a teacher of the Gentiles, not just to the Jews, because the Gentiles too need Jesus Christ.
所以这就是为什么在第七节保罗在这里说，我不仅是犹太人，而且保罗在这里说他是外邦人的使徒。
And so today we pray not just for our own folk, but for the whole world, even for kings and rulers, because we know that only in Christ can they come to be reconciled to God.
所以这就是为什么保罗这里说我们要为君王一些在乎的祷告，因为只有在耶稣基督里面，他们可以才能来到神的面前。
And so that's the second reason. The third reason is because one ransom was made for all in verse 6.
这是第二个原因，第三个原因就是说因着义人的救赎。
Who gave himself as a ransom for all, which is the testimony given at the proper time.
所以一个人的救赎，众人就。In verse 6. Yeah.
And Christ is the mediator who took our sins. He died on the cross, he rose from the dead, and he is the one now who is interceding for us.
所以耶稣基督是这个中保，他为我们而死，他为我们死在十字架上，但现在也为我们代求。
We pray for others because we know that there is one who is praying for us.
我们为别人祈求，因为我们知道耶稣在为我们祈求。And
we know that he has given his life for us.
他也为我们舍命。
And he always has our back. And you will, he is the eternal hope that we have.
他们说我们,
and he is the eternal hope for all the people in this world. And so, dear brothers and sisters, even as we pray for all the people, we pray for the kings and the and those in high position, let us not separate our prayers always from their need of the gospel.
所以我们在这里为万人祈求，我们为君王，为一切在位的祈求。 也让我们不要让我们为他们需要祈求，也为他们的福音，为他们需要福音祈求。They
need a deeper understanding of the gospel. All of us, brothers and sisters, need a deeper understanding of the gospel.
那每个人都需要对福音更深的理解。On
Friday, I was talking to the youth, and I said, when I grew up, nobody really told me this, but I remind them again that what is important.
星期五在认识的时候，我分享就是说，当我成长的时候，没有人给我分享这件事情。
I told them the gospel is not just for the lost.
那么我告诉他们说，福音并不仅仅是为那些失丧的。
The gospel is also for the saved.
那福音也是为那些被得救的。
All of us, all the people in this world, we need the gospel.
在世上所有的人都需要福音。
And we never graduate from the gospel.
那就是说，在福音上，我们永远没有一天可以说我们毕业。
We are always in need of God's gospel to know it more each day, brothers and sisters. In verse 7, Paul says that it is for this reason of the gospel that he was appointed. He was the apostle, he was the preacher, he was the teacher, and all his identities are bound up of being in Christ.
所以这就在第七节说，我为此奉派做传道、做使徒，所有的一切都是与福音相关。 And
in the same way too, our identity, we as many mediators, we pray for the rest because we are bound up by the gospel.
所以我们是神的小的中介，然后我们是，我们所谓万人祈求，因为我们是福音的使徒。 So
unless we come to see Christ as the one who loves and intercedes us, even in our ugliest times, we would not love and intercede for others. As we come to see Jesus interceding for us, that's how we intercede for others around us.
对，当我们看到耶稣基督为我们代求的时候，我们也知道我们应该如何为别人代求。And
so, dear brothers and sisters, we are many mediators in this world, especially for this current unique circumstances, for the plague that is spreading all over the world. We pray for this world.
所以，特别在这样的一个关键的时刻，在这个瘟疫在这个世界兴起的时候，我们为所有的人向神祷告。
Right, we pray. We ask. Who do we pray for? We pray for everyone. We pray for, including for the kings and those in high positions.
我们为谁祷告呢？我们为所有的人祷告，我们为了君王，为一切在位的祷告。How
do we pray for? We're not just submitting requests to God, but we really come to understand their plight, and we really come to identify with them, and we intercede for them, for their behalf.
那我们怎么祷告呢？我们不是机械式的，而是我们要真的是把我们放在他们的位置上面，然后为他们来祈求。And
why? Because Jesus Christ has died for all of us.
为什么？因为耶稣基督为我们而死。And
Jesus Christ is the only hope for all of us.
耶稣基督是
And so we come to pray to Him and for all the people in this world.
所以我们来到神的面前，我们透过耶稣基督为所有人向你祷告。Let
us pray.
我们一起祷告。Father,
we give thanks to you, O Lord. Your word has been preached.
天父，我们感谢你，因为你的话语被传扬。And
you've called us to pray for your people and for all the world.
对吧？你呼召我们来为所有人来祷告。
We pray that, Lord, your kingdom will continue to expand and your gospel will continue to advance.
让我们为你的国度在这世上继续的传播来向你祷告。We
pray that the hearts of men will turn to you.
让我们向你祷告，祈求你使人心回转。Amidst
the suffering of this world, amidst all the persecution and the war that is going on, O Lord, we pray that the gospel will continue to take root in the hearts of men.
在这世界所有的苦难当中，瘟疫还有逼迫当中，我们祈求福音继续的传播。
We pray that you will continue to go to the end of the world until your second coming.
让我们来祈求，愿福音传到地极，直到你的再来。And
O Lord, we give thanks and praise to you. Give us this, encourage us with your word again that these are not in vain.
让我们感谢赞美你，愿你的话语再次的勉励我们，说你的话语不是空空。We
know that, O Lord, all the works that we do and the prayers that we do are not in vain when we do them in the Lord.
让我们知道，我们所有的祷告不是徒然的。我们所有的祷告是在主耶稣基督里。We
know that, O Lord, you listen to our prayers because you yourself pray for us on the right hand of God the Father.
让我们知道你听我们的祷告，因为你自己坐在天父的右边为我们代祷。
And so, Father, help us, strengthen us in our hearts again as we come to think of the gospel and think of your words.
对吧，一直帮助我们，也加强我们的信心，让我们能够来思考福音。
And praise the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
对吧，我们这样祷告祈求，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.